I'm Ken Rogers with a review of the Wednesday, July 7th markets, where we were mixed in the grains and lower in the livestock trade. The settlements show September corn down 9 1/4, 542 3/4. December down 8 3/4, 531. March down 7 1/2 at 538 3/4. The August soybeans up 22 1/2 at 1366 3/4. November up 22 1/4 at 1327 1/4. The August soybean meal up 210 at 358.70, and the August soybean oil up 66 at 61.06. The wheat trade was mixed as Chicago lower. The September contract down 3 3/4, 622 1/4. December down 3, 630 1/2. Harvest pressure not playing quite so much in the Kansas City hard red wheat, as harvest continues to kind of slug along with the intermittent showers over the last day or so. But July wheat up 5 1/2 in Kansas City, 581. But September up 3/4, 584 1/2. December up 0.25, 595 3/4. As we said, throughout most of the day, lower in the livestock trade. August live cattle down $1.80 at 120.60. October down 145, 126.70. December was down 107, 131.47. Still no established of prices in the feedlots. Did see a few in the feed-fed cattle exchange sell for about $1.20. So not much change from last week's sale. Feeder cattle, the August contract down 162, 159 even. September down $1.20. At 161.52, October down $1.15 at 163.50. The August lean hogs are down $1.95, $100.40. October down 72 at 83.72. Financials, well, let's first go to the energy trade. And all that lower crude oil, heating oil, gasoline, and natural gas, ethanol, they're all trading lower. Gold and silver higher today. The financial markets, before the close, we check in, and it's mixed there. The S&P down about 9 points, 43.33.90. The NASDAQ up 35.50, 14,811. And the Dow up 66, 34,526. That is a review of the Wednesday, July 7th markets. I'm Ken Rogers.